Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. It's 11 minutes past 11, 4-1's right there, right now. I got number one Eagle on the line, my brother Garigula.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother. Thanks for coming on.
No, my pleasure.
I'm just rearranging my headphones. Yeah, they're a bit dodgy there. You there?
Yep. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
How you going?
Yeah, deadly, brother. How are you going? What's the number of days you've been at? Give us a bit of background there. Tell us your story there.
Yeah. So, ngaya wada wadi, ngajo nari kudi, ngajo yambanani wangan jagalingu wulunga waranangu. Hello, my name is Grigula. I come from Wangan and Jagalingu people inside central Queensland. And I live inside of that in a little autonomous zone called Waranungu, which just so happens to be the mining lease of the Adani Carmichael mine, which I've just taken back for an autonomous zone from my tribal clan group.
Yeah, to your daddy, brother.
And we've had a fire running since the 26th of August 2021. So that's, I think it's about 427 days today, I think, something like 1,427 days of losing count. And so, you know, we just have a continuous ceremony going here in Queensland. We have the Human Rights Act. So we're one of the first groups to actually use the Human Rights Act.
Tell us about the Human Rights Act, because is it a charter or is it actual legislation?
Yeah, it's actually legislation. It's a legislated act.
Is that the only one in Australia?
No, they're working on one at the moment, and I've been in consultation with the people that are working with the Federal Human Rights Act. So they're trying to bring out a federal one that's pretty much in line with the Queensland one anyway.
Obviously he's pioneered that act, because what I understand is, they've got human rights charters. They're charters, but they're not actual legislation. I know that's the case in Victoria.
Yeah, so this one's an actual act where the government and government bodies are subjected to this act that they must not limit the rights of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Wow.
And so they have a duty to not limit our rights. So in 2020, the police had removed us from a pastoral lease here, which Adani owns, which is unlawful. We're allowed to go onto pastoral lease. Like, all Crown land is Aboriginal land, and so
that's what I understand about it.
But, we got a mediation with the Human Rights Commission, and they said that they limited five of our rights. So the Queensland Police had to write a notice of regret saying, you know, we acknowledge that Mr. Adrian Burugaba, my old man, represents a group of Wangan and Yagalingu people aggrieved by Adani's occupation of their tribal homelands.
Gee.
Once we got
Give
back,
my regards to your old man too.
Yeah, will do. He's
deadly.
He's still sticking along, still got keeping up with the fight and got the Dungabulla case going at the moment.
No, you're showing us the way, bros. It's interesting how you're using the Human Rights Act. You know, people can take a leaf out of that book and suspect.
We've basically franchised it out, you know. There's the Gungaloo mob down in Dingo, just outside of Rocky. They've set up a camp and they've been there for 21 days now, and they're on they're on their tribal homelands, but it's a mining lease called the Gemini Mine. And you know, they're asserting themselves under human rights as well, and they're still there.
Well, I hope everyone's listening to you here, bros, because it's obviously the way to go. You know that we got a fire down here called Camp Sovereignty.
Yeah,
right in the middle of their CBD, basically, in botanical gardens.
You know why that works so well? Because it's a fire.
Yes.
And a fire is the oldest symbol of human occupation.
Yes.
So even like 100,000 years ago, humans were walking along, you'd see a fire, you would know that someone's there. Because unless there's lightning around, it's not going to do it itself.
That's right. And so, it's a tended fire too. It's a,
exactly. So inside their mind, it's occupied.
Absolutely. And it's also symbolic of our law, you know, like all the law.
It is symbolic.
Yep. I think the first law actually came from sitting around the fire.
Yep.
That's where the cantrip began.
That's it. You know, what they understand is symbolism. Because the people that run this country are the people that are involved in secret societies and private members' associations in this country, i.e. the Freemasons.
Yes.
You know? So these people, they understand symbolism. So we hit them back with symbolism.
Yes.
And we say, this fire is an occupation and it is us, and you're not allowed to touch our symbol.
Well, that's a great lesson for all our mob. If you want to start taking your land back.
The hardest part about taking your land back is going out and just doing the first step and setting up.
Yes.
That is the hardest part.
That is.
And then from there, you just don't have to sign bail. Blackfellas need to understand, don't sign bail because they'll put you through the court system and they can't try you for a crime that you haven't committed because trespass is not a crime for Aboriginal people on their own homelands.
Well, once you engage with their law, you're under it.
Exactly. Well, so what
stay
you
out
do
of it,
if you're there and you set up a camp and then the police come and try to arrest you, say, okay, then arrest me, but I'm not signing bail. Because the moment that I get out of here, I'm going to, once the court decides that they're not going to put any charges on me, because they throw out those charges 99% of the time. So if there's no bail condition, that's how they trap blackfellas from going back to their homes.
Of course it is.
And that's what they've been doing since they started here.
That's like the argument of jurors.
They antagonize you, and then you get angry, then they call the cops, and then bail condition you from coming back.
Yeah.
That game has been played since the start, and we need to get smarter.
Yeah. It's like the argument of jurisdiction, too.
Yep.
It's not acknowledging, not acknowledging their law, you know, and have these arguments when they go to their courts, you know, like, we don't have to go to their courts, but we want to explain to them that this is not your land, not your law.
Yep. Well, you're under duress. The whole time you're under duress. If you're forcing me into a position where I have to go to somewhere, then I'm under duress.
Yeah, so they can make it difficult for you. If you don't turn up for their court, they can come at you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why don't they turn up to our fire?
So, we've offered that to them, too. We've offered that they should hold court around our fire.
Yep, and in reality of the fact they see it as, well, we hold the guns, so we make the rules.
That's right.
So then we have to try and navigate through that. So how far do we push the letter before they start shooting us?
It's like the golden rule. Whoever's got the gold makes the rules.
Yep, so that's it. And so the problem with this country and what is happening is they're dealing with an identity crisis. And as they deal with an identity crisis and the world goes, well, you're just a colony of Britain and Aussie is not a real nationality. Get over yourself.
And you know, if you go back to the beginning, their Crown instructed their agent, Cook, to get consent, and he never did. So where do they stand legally? Well, there's no validity in their claim.
There is none.
There is none.
Because Aboriginal people have never given them the consent.
No, that's right. That's important consent, isn't it?
The only way they could get consent is through a treaty.
You think that consent would be an important part of anything?
Well,
particularly for women. You ask a woman if it's consent an issue.
Yep.
You know, of course it's an issue.
Exactly. But there's, I guess, you know, that consent doesn't matter when it comes to us because they see us as inferior or they see us as a minority.
They're inferior. You know, we're animals. We got no law. We're just
It should be
savages.
Just racist to call us a minority in itself because we're not the ones that created ourselves to become the minority. We were the majority at one point in time.
Not that long ago.
So don't call us a minority because that is basically saying that you've only come here to stack the vote so then you can push whatever laws and acts and legislations that you want to create that benefits you.
Yeah, no. Morally, ethically, legally, spiritually, they're wrong.
Yep, that's it. And we only stand on that. We stand on the validity of us and saying that they're invalid and their whole system is invalid and I'm not doing anything wrong sitting on my homelands again and you can't move me from my
home. I love you, bros. I really do.
And that's what we have to do, you know, and that's what I did. And I just stood out. I took the leap of faith and I just did it.
No,
and just it shows other people. Like, there's another group now set up, and other people can just do it. If people just keep doing it and doing it and doing it, we know that native title doesn't give us anything. You can't set up a haganya. You can't live there. You can't create a business off native foods. You can't sustain yourself there because they've destroyed all of our home.
It's the biggest scam of all time, native title. I call it naive title.
Our environment.
I call it naive title. It's, you know, and it's actually white man's law, and it's actually the lowest form of entitlement in this country. It's less than a pastoral lease.
Yep. There is no rights inferred to Aboriginal people. The only that all goes to the PBC or to a land council, which there's always one chief protector of Aborigines in that land council.
That's the way it works. And that's how they're doing it.
For them. This is all a setup. They've planned this on to subjugate us like this.
Yeah, I agree, Russ. You know, remember the native title, Mabo, to begin with. Eddie was a good fellow fighting for his country and that. But the native title that came out of it was the most divisive piece of law that ever existed. It was probably worse than Terra Nullius.
Well, that was created so the mining companies didn't freak out because mining was directly impacted.
Then it ended up being a native title, that being a mining boom, legitimised their operations and their existence.
And gave them the right to just pilfer everything from this country, destroy every, poison every river, poison every water table.
How do we stop them, Brad? Because they're just going to just keep going destroying our land. At the end of the day, that's the worst thing that's happening.
Through being the voice for nature.
Yeah.
Through saying that nobody else is standing up for these bunjils, for these gorillas, I have to.
Yeah.
No one else is gonna stand here in front of this thing and say, I'm gonna wait my whole life if I have to sit here. So you can't touch this area. Because if you do touch this area, it's frontier wars again.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it hasn't stopped the frontier
wars. Go down with the ship. Because if we don't have that attitude, then we won't be able to save our homes. People have gone to war for less. They've gone to war over the silliest things. Why not go to war over nature? As Aboriginal people from any tribe across this whole continent, we deserve the right, and we have the right to fight for our homes. It is the most morally justified position that you could ever have. Because you're fighting for something that can't fight for itself.
And you've got a celebration or a recognition
we've got a celebration
of 4 years
coming up. 4 years.
15th of August.
Years. Yep, 23rd to the 26th of August.
Okay, you got that wrong, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got an event and it's called Narayana. And Narayana means always here.
Yes.
So it's not like always was, always will be. No, it's always here. We've always been here. And we will always be here.
Just, I'd love to come to that. I'm going to be up that way, actually. I'm going to Cairns late August.
Yeah.
So I might be able to hook back that way.
It's on the way.
On the way, yeah. On the way up there. In fact, that works out perfectly, actually.
Yeah, always welcome. Everyone's welcome. You know, I'm going to try and get some of the Yulin fellas over. You know, and just it should be an awesome experience for people to be able to just come and soak it in. You know, and see and feel what real freedom is and how you fight for it. And then people walk away with a better understanding of how to one. Get free, because nearly every Aboriginal person in this whole country is all still colonised to the fact that they still need to live in a house. And that house has trapped them because the missions have trapped them to say that they have to live in a cage. And a cage is four corners up the top and four corners down the bottom, called their room. And then they've got a door to that cage. But they can unlock it and lock it whenever they want, so they don't feel like they're in a cage.
Yeah, I agree, Bruce. That's what the land is our home.
That's it. Yeah. You know, be happy in where you are and start to reimagine again you in country and imagine country as an extension of you.
A lot of our mob believe that, but they just can't take that step. And that's
exactly.
Just, taking that, being brave, go out on your country and light a fire.
Yep.
For your ancestors, for your country. And
that's it. The epigenetics inside of you will teach you how to be.
Yes.
It will come to you.
Yeah. You've done an amazing job, George. You know, you're showing us the way how to do this. And I think we can all take a leaf out of your book or a feather out of your wing, whatever it is.
And if anyone out there needs help and wants to know how to do it, just contact me. I'm on social media under Gorigula. And, give us a call. Send us a message and I can try and help the best way I can. You know, like there's a brother down in Lennox Heads. He's been there for nearly 4 years as well. Rocked up, lit a fire and has been there ever since.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's the way to go. There's a few fires around the place. So the tent embassy was, they got a fire.
Yep, they're still going.
We got a fire at Camp Sovereignty. There's one at Victoria Park in Sydney there.
That's it. Yep, that one's still going. So, you know, they're starting to light up, you know, fires.
There's one in Wollongong too. What's the name of that one there? I can't think of the name of it.
Well, that's deadly. I have to go down and check that one
out. Yeah, no, it's mad stuff. And this is why we can connect up. Yeah, we used to always have campfires our mob. That was our home. I got a saying, bros. Home is where the hearth is.
Home is where the heart is.
Hearth.
Oh, home is where the hearth is, yes.
It's got earth in there as well. You know, like,
that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, home is where the hearth is. That's a good saying, eh?
Yeah, it is, mate.
You know, wherever my fire is, I feel home.
That's right. That's why it was always once, you know.
Yep.
I'm going to go back to that. And we're going okay at Camp Sovereignty.
I'll come down there after the event.
Love to come down, Russ.
Yeah, I'll come down, spend some time at the camp there. And,
we'll actually, if you come down, we'll organise a concert. If you come,
that'd be good, eh?
We're going to do a thing called Spring Black.
Yep.
Spring Black into action.
Yes. I'll put out some new songs before then. I've been writing them, but I haven't had the chance to record them. So.
Well, you can headline our concert. That'll give you a reason to come down. We'll look after it.
Yeah.
Hey, they're mad.
Yeah. Nah, it'll be good.
So tell us a bit more about the celebrations. You got a build. What's a build crew?
Yeah, so we're trying to build a big stage, but we're also got a competition going with an app called iNaturalist, and we're trying to find a new plant or a new flower or anything that hasn't been recorded in their science world.
Yeah.
So then we can name it a Wadanungu plant. And I'm just making some prizes at the moment, and I'm making a big boomerang and stuff like that, and I'll make some clapsticks and stuff. And it just gives people an opportunity to, one, just walk around in the bush here, but also if we find something, then it'd be cool to just, you know, get the Wadanungu name out there for forever, basically. So, you know, if you want to get a ticket, you just go onto Humanitix, onto Narayina, Narayina, and get a ticket or check us out on social media, and be happy to have you. More the merrier, and you know, the more people that come, the more people can learn about, you know, this place and what we're fighting for and how we can help other mobs as well.
You know what's really deadly too, bros, is you're actually creating a site.
Yep.
Is it because a white man turned up? It doesn't mean our culture stops.
Yep.
And what you've actually created the site, and that'll be, you think about 200 years from now,
yep,
the place will be acknowledged as a site, and we need to continue to do that. So
that's it, because the culture's not stuck in the past.
No.
It's continuing. We are...
It's living.
We are the ancient ancestors from 300 years in the future.
You see how the Cultural Heritage Act sort of writes us off. And they, bronze plaque, you know, that used to be a place. But we want to talk about living culture and places where we can, you know, the best protection for our culture is to maintain it, not to preserve it, to maintain it.
Exactly.
That's what you're doing.
Continue to do it.
That's what you're doing.
Yep.
Love you, Bruce. What else you got to add?
Well, you know, if you want to, Yeah, just that, I don't know. That's pretty much, yeah, if you want to come to the celebration, yeah, you're more than welcome.
We'll keep talking about it too. Like, that's in about a month's time, right?
Yeah, it's in a month's time. And, you know, we should have people from all over the country. We're getting Buzz Desmond over from WA, getting some normal people here.
Yeah.
We're going to have some Durrumbull dancers, hopefully have some Gomeroi dancers coming up. And yeah, just connecting, you know what I mean? We're connecting those song lines and we're connecting those kinship ties that in Queensland, you know, any mob from... So let's say your mob comes up to Wadanungu and has us place here. You have a right in Queensland now to have that base.
Yeah, we're reconnecting our song lines, bros. That's what we're recreating them. And, you know,
exactly.
We would love to do this. You know, we dream about it too, you know. You've got to be brave, and you're showing us how to do that, bros. And that's what it takes.
Yeah.
It's that initiative and stepping
that's
up.
It.
Being strong.
Yeah, just got to do it, hey, sometimes. And, you know, I'm just lucky that I've had a lot of help because the Stop Adani campaign was, like, one of the biggest environmental campaigns in Australia. So I basically ran off the back of that, you know. So that's kind of why, like, I've been able to go this far and why the police ended up being in the position they were, but now because they're in the position with me, they have to be in the same with everybody else.
Yeah, you set the standard, Bruce. It's the precedent and stepping up.
Yeah.
So we all need to learn that, and that's good reason to come and visit you and get that lowdown from you.
Well, that's it, you know, because people just have to decide in themselves, are they the warrior line? Do they come from the warrior line? And if they do, then they have a responsibility for not only their own family, but for their totemic animals and for their totemic trees that
and
they
their
have.
Country, the whole country.
That's him. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, protection.
You're too deadly, my brother. I love you.
Too deadly. Yeah. Appreciate having a yarn, would you?
No worries. Anytime, man.
Yeah.
You're always welcome to come on my show. Just bust straight in there and I'm on radio a few times a week, so you're always welcome to that. I think I'm updating it up, listening to what you're saying, and we want to... We want to we'll start up, even organise a bus, come up and enjoy your celebration, 4 years.
Yeah, that'd be deadly, eh?
Yeah, we'll start doing it, start raising some money and get up there. It'd be great.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be great experience for us to do that.
We'll have some kangaroos, put some kangaroos in the hole, you know.
No, it'd be mad.
Yeah, no, it'd be mad.
Too deadly, my bros.
Too deadly.
Keep flying high, man.
Yeah, I'll keep flying. That's it, mate. That's what the wedgie does.
That's what the wedgie does. Right, I love you, brother. All
no
right,
worries.
You have a great day, and
we'll
talk again soon, all right?
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, mate.
Take care.
I'm going to play a song for you, Indigenous Land. All right, mate.
Deadly.
Okay.
No worries.
See you, mate.
Yo.
Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs, and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.